East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
A new high-altitude weather station is now keeping watch over one of South Africa's most critical water sources, the headwaters of the Tugela and Eerlands rivers in the northern Drakensberg.
This is a strategic addition to a growing environmental observation network in one of South Africa's most important and most vulnerable strategic water source areas. So South Africa's strategic water source areas cover only about 8% of the country, but supply 50% of the water in our rivers and dams. And the Northern Drakensberg is one of the most critical of these areas. The region alone feeds the Vaal, the Orange, the Caledon, and the Tugela systems. It supplies water to four provinces, including up to 30% of Gauteng's demand.
Well, the South African Environmental Observation Network and the University of the Free State have installed Southern Africa's highest weather station on Mono Source, more than 3,000 metres above sea level. Perched on the Drakensberg Amphitheatre, the station will feed real-time climate data from a region that supplies water to millions. Biochemist Kathleen Smart says it's the first time scientists and communities can monitor this vital landscape in real time, tracking climate change and extreme weather.
And information will be openly available to researchers, land managers, hikers, tourism operators, and anybody who's interested in the dynamics of this really remarkable landscape. Importantly, this installation aligns with the work of the growing community forum, which we call the Northern Drakensberg Collaborative.
Premier Thami Ntuli says eThala Bank depositors will be able to access their funds before Christmas. He says agreements enabling repayments have now been finalized after months of negotiations with national government. eThala depositors' accounts have been frozen since January after the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority took the institution to court for a precautionary liquidation application linked to its operation without a valid exemption to take deposits.
We move decisively into operational phase. In the coming days, the provincial government, working together with eThala, the national treasurer and the appointed payment administrator, will issue detailed instructions outlining when and where depositors may access their funds, which branches and service points will be activated, what documentation will be required for verification, support arrangements for vulnerable depositors.
The Matlanga Commission will hear testimony from suspended Police Minister Senzo Mqunu and suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi this week. Mqunu is due to give evidence tomorrow. He faces allegations of political interference in police operations and the disbandment of the Political Killings Task Team. Mkhwanazi, who has been linked to alleged crime cartel leader Vusi Khatmatlala's Blue Light scandal, will conclude the public hearings on Friday. The Commission says its three-month interim report will be submitted to the President by the 17th. And the DRC says the latest Ebola outbreak in the country is over. The outbreak was officially declared at the start of September. It has killed 34 people since August. The top story this hour, a new high-altitude weather station is now keeping watch over one of South Africa's most critical water sources, the headwaters of the Tugela and Eerlands rivers in the northern Drakensberg. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.